I'm joined by Ian Trainer, who's at the Ukrainia Hotel in Kiev. Ian, just describe what's been happening this morning.
It's absolute chaos here. A lot of gunfire, a lot of grenades, a lot of explosions, a lot of smoke. I've seen dozens of injured being dragged away along the streets. Out earlier, it kicked off about 90 minutes ago, apparently with young protesters breaking out of the square, Independence Square, the Maidan, and heading, I think, south, which is uphill, into territory that was previously occupied by the riot police, including snipers that I saw personally who were firing what looked like Kalashnikovs and what sounded like Kalashnikovs. The demonstrators had the upper hand, and they've driven the police back up a street called Institutska, several hundred meters. In front of me, there are vans and vehicles blazing on fire, other ones that are burnt out, and the protesters are taking them apart to add to the new barricades that they're erecting about 200 meters from where I'm standing. So basically, we have a new front line, it appears, for as long as it lasts. They've broken out of the square. They've chased the police away. Earlier, what happened was the kind of ordinary so-called riot police basically disbanded and were chased away and got into buses and left. And then they brought in the special units known as the Berkut, who are regarded as much more menacing, much more serious. And it seems, I mean, it's very, very difficult to tell what's going on, but in terms of the bigger picture, but it would appear that the riot police were kind of told to back off and not to inflict too much casualties, but to defend themselves. And certainly that's what they've done. They've retreated considerably, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of meters. Whether that, of course, is to come back later remains to be seen. That would appear likely to me. I doubt that they'll let the situation stand. It may also be politically that with three European foreign ministers in town this morning to see President Yanukovych, that the president wants to, and having called a truce last night as well, the authorities here want to show that they're not provoking violence, but it is indeed the opposition that is.
So do you think that European pressure is working?
No, I don't think it's working at all, but it would be an embarrassing moment for Yanukovych to have a full-scale assault on the demonstration while three foreign ministers are in town.
Can you just,
I don't think there is any European pressure, frankly.
Ian, can you confirm reports that Independence Square is now back in the hands of protesters?
It would appear that way. I can't get right down to the square at the moment, but the bit that had been retaken, it was about between a third and a half of it that had been retaken by police as of this morning, it was still under their control, had been for 48 hours, would appear to be back in the hands of the protesters. So, and in fact, the protesters have vastly expanded the area under their control, taking this area uphill from the square and pushing the police lines back.
We've had reports of at least one dead in the latest clashes. Again, is that something you can confirm?
I can confirm deaths. Personally, I've seen, I'd say at least 30 wounded people being carried away just on planks of wood, being dragged along the streets on their backs. Down in the hotel where I am now, the lobby has literally been, as I speak now, there's a guy on a stretcher, two people on stretchers just right now being carried away, being rushed away for treatment. The Ukrainian Red Cross workers are trying their best. I've seen people with gunshot wounds to the stomach, a lot of blood. I would expect deaths, but I mean, I can't confirm any.
But the truce seems well and truly shattered.
Well, in these situations, it's often the case that soon, I mean, if you get used to these things going back long enough, as soon as you hear politicians speaking about truce, it often happens take that more as a warning than as an olive branch.
How do you see this sort of playing out?
Nobody knows. I don't think anybody knows how this is going to play out. I would still say that overall, by and large, unless there are serious concessions from the president, and there haven't been, then you've got the standoff will continue, and that Yanukovych, supported by the Russians, who are much more ready to act, let's say, than the Europeans or the Americans, who say a lot of things but actually don't do very much, they would still have the upper hand here. They're more determined, they've got more to lose, they're more determined to see this through than the Western side is. But on the ground here in Ukraine, that's quite a different situation. In Western Ukraine, people are getting quite militant. And in Kiev itself, which is an opposition stronghold, people are getting very fed up, and it's turning more violent and kind of radical, more radical now, kind of radical edge to the protests, more easy recourse to violence by the protesters themselves seems to be winning the upper hand, and the opposition leaders seem to be losing control of that flank, the more radical flank.
What's that in the background I can hear?
Well, that's police fire. At least one assumed it's police fire. I mean, I've seen plenty of protesters wounded. I've watched hundreds of these, mainly kind of young men, a lot of them teenagers this morning. They're not armed. I haven't seen any firearms on their side. I've seen axes. I've seen batons. I've seen bits of missed crowbars. I've seen knives. I've seen bits of wood and old corrugated iron shields. And that seems to be the extent of their armoury, but there must be a hardcore that is armed, of course, because 10 policemen were killed 2 days ago, some of them from gunshot wounds. But most of the fire that you can hear is assumed to be coming from the police lines.
Okay, Ian, keep us posted. Thanks a lot.
Okay.